Now let us understand that these are the various sections that are applicable in terms of the exclusive marketing right. So how are the applications to made, how the grants are given, what are compulsory licenses, what are the special provisions in terms of the public invent, how the infringement would be protected, and what are the suits, and what are what are the role of the central government. Now what is the procedure for grant of patent? Now for grant of patent there are various steps involved. It's so that either the inventor himself or through the patent agent, you make an application for, you go ahead and make an application for patent. Now this application, after you make application, you are not immediately given, but the said application is examined. If there, in the terms of examination, during examination, if there are certain queries or objections raised, you have to answer those queries and objections. Once those are satisfied, these applications are accepted and advertised in the official gazette. And once that is done, you can go ahead and use your patent. Now, what is the form of application? That is given under Section 7. The application, every application, for each and every invention, a separate application shall be filed in the patent office. Okay. Now, where the application is made by virtue of an assignment, like for example, you are the inventor and you have assigned the right to me in terms of the patent, along with the application, we shall furnish the proof that such application assignment has been done. Okay. Now, every application under this section shall state that the applicant is in possession, or even if you are the assignee, that you are in possession of the invention, and when you are doing so, you have to name the name of the true inventor, the first inventor. Okay. You also will have to give a declaration that you believe that the person who has given to you the right to you is the true inventor. Okay. Now every such application shall be accompanied by a provision of complete specification. It so happens. Now what is provisional and complete specification? Provisional specification is where I am almost towards the end of my invention. I know that the invention is going to give me certain results. I have seen the results. I still want to do some other research in those terms, and for a time being, I want to initiate the proceeding of patent application. So I go ahead and start. So that is under provisional. And you say that now within a year of making your application, when you make a provisional application, within a year you have to give your complete specification. Or your complete specification is when you have completely done with your research and invention, you have nothing more to add to that. Now grant of patent is subject to certain conditions which are stipulated in Section 47. The grant of the patent under this act are subject to the following conditions. Any machine, apparatus or article in respect of which the grant has been given and made, or this article is made by using a process in respect of which the patent is granted, may be imported or made by behalf of government for the purpose merely of its own use. Any process in respect of which the patent is granted may be used by or on behalf of the government for the purpose merely of its own use, or any machine, apparatus or article in respect of which the patent is granted, or any article made by the use of this process may be made or used, and any process in respect of which this patent is granted may be used by any purpose for the purpose merely of an experiment or research, including imparting of instructions to pupils. And the other conditions are, in case of a patent in respect of any medicine, so earlier we have seen apparatus, now medicines and drug, it may be imported by the government for purpose merely of its own use or for distribution in dispensary, hospital, etc. But there would be a notification on that behalf. Now, what happens when there is a loss or destruction of patent? If a patent is lost or destroyed, or its non-production, the reason that you are able to show that I could not produce it because of this, is accounted and you have to satisfy to the controller. If you are able to satisfy the controller of patent on application made, you can go ahead and ask for a duplicate thereof, which is to be sealed or delivered by the applicant. You can go ahead and give the duplicate of the same when you are not able to find your original research. Now, a patentee is a person who enjoys the right of a patent. So, what are his rights? These rights are enumerated under Section 48. Now, subject to other provisions, that is control of the government, etc., subject to such other provisions, a patent granted shall confer on the patentee exclusive right by himself, his agent or license to make, use, exercise, sell or distribute the invention in India. So, it gives you exclusive right. Then, any other condition, a patent granted after commencement of this act shall confer upon the patentee, where the patent is for an article, substance, exclusive right for himself to use, sell, etc., where the patent is for a method or process of manufacturing an article or substance, the exclusive right to use it for himself. Now, how do you surrender patent? Sometimes it so happened that you have used the patent entirely and now you want to surrender. So, at any given point in time, by giving a notice, you can surrender the patent. Where such offer is made, the controller will advertise that, look here, this is the kind of offer that is made. The inventor wants to surrender. And they will also notify every person whose name appears in the register as person in interest. For example, I am the inventor and there is one MNC whose name is also given under person in interest. So, they will notify such person also. Now, the person who is interested in the register whose name is mentioned, once he receives within a specified time, he will go ahead and give notice to the controller saying that, look here, I am the person interested. Now, if the controller is satisfied after hearing the patentee and any opponent, if there is any opponent, then the patent may properly be surrendered. He may accept the offer and by order revoke the patent. So, then anyone can go ahead and use that patent. So, what are the repercussions of revocations of patent is given under Section 64 to 66. Now, we all know that a patent confers exclusive right. To whom? To the patentee, who is the true and first inventor of the product. This could be product, apparatus, mechanism, method, etc. Now, when I am filing, I am giving the entire elaborate procedure. Okay, and there is also before granting, there are precautions taken before giving the patent. Under this provision, it is open for any person to challenge the validity of a patent. For example, I am just going through and I come to, activities done before granting patent. It may so happen that due to oversight or lack of knowledge or not much material is available, a patent is granted. Now, for example, I come through and I think that the patent should not have been granted. In that case, I can go ahead and challenge the validity of patent saying that, look here, the patent should not have been given. Or maybe it may also be the case where the patent is so important, the product is so important that the patented product, it may be a drug for example, should reach the public at large at the earliest. I can go ahead and challenge a patent also on that account. So if the government feels that, you know, it is in the interest of the public and exclusive right should not be granted, the right of such inventor can be revoked by the government. Okay? Now, there, when we are talking of entirely about the patent, we have seen how it can be revoked and what are the rights. Now, when the controller or the authority who is granting patent maintains with him a register of patents, which is mandatory as under section 67 to 72. Okay, now this register, the main patent office is at Calcutta. The every patent that has been granted, the name has been, the details are mentioned in the register of patent. So what are the details? The name, address and nationality of the patentee, what is the title of the invention, the date when the seal was given, the patent was granted, if it is renewed, the renewal fees, if there is change of address, the address would be mentioned. Now, what is the working of patent? We all know that the general principle is that the patent is for invention and it is granted for being used and not for hoarding. Okay, so it is essential to secure that when patent is given. Patents are granted to encourage invention and to secure the inventions worked in India. It should be used on a commercial scale, but that should be reasonably practicable and without the delay. It is also to be seen that they are not granted merely to enable patentees to enjoy monopoly. If a monopoly is granted, then it goes against the principle of competitive practice. A monopoly cannot be granted. Also, the protection and enforcement of patent right contributes to the promotion of technological invention, and the users also benefit. So it should be in a manner which is conducive to the social and economic welfare, and there should be a balance of rights and obligation of a patentee. Now, what is compulsory license? Another patent act is very vast, so we'll do with certain important words, certain important applications. So, compulsory license. What is a compulsory license? It is enumerated under section 84 of the Patent Act. Now, at any time after expiration of 3 years from the date of sealing of patent, any person interested may make an application to the controller alleging that the reasonable requirement of public are not satisfied and the patent invention is not available to public at a reasonable price, and praying for the grant of compulsory license to work the patented invention. What are the powers of controller in granting this compulsory license? That is under section 88. Now, where the controller is satisfied on the application that grant of license under the patent is required, so what he will do is he will give notice to the customers of the applicant as it take fit, as well as to the applicant. Now, the power shall be exercised to secure that the patent inventions are worked on a commercial scale in India, that the interest of any person for the time being who is working or developing the invention in India has protection of patent which is not unfairly prejudiced. Now, also there is termination of compulsory licenses. When an application is made by the patentee or any person who is deriving the interest or title, a compulsory license which is granted can be terminated under this section. But it depends on the circumstances that have given rise. For example, there is no longer, it doesn't exist, or such circumstances are unlikely to reoccur. Now, this cancellation is provided that the holder of the compulsory license have right to object on such termination. The whole reason why patent is granted is so that the person, the inventor, or the person interested is able to exclusively use the patent for his use, for his benefit. He should be able to use it exclusively, sell it, market it, give it on hire, etc. what happens if when someone else steals that invention which is patented? So these infringements have been taken care under section 104 to 117. The Act grants statutory right to a patentee or his agent to exploit his invention. It is only he who can do it. And anyone who encroaches upon this statutory right is guilty of infringing into the right of the patentee. Now, what is an infringement is not provided under the Act, but it provides what are the rights and exclusive license. So anything that goes outside that frame will be guilty of infringement and legal action would be taken. Now, register of patent agent. As I have said that not everyone, like for example, trademark, copyright, broadcasting, literary, all these can be registered in general by anyone. Being a lawyer, even I can go ahead and register copyrights and trademark. But a patent can only be registered by a patent agent or the inventor himself. Either the inventor himself registers or he registers through the patent agent. Now, who are this patent agent? This patent agent has background of science. They can be a bachelor in science, they can be engineer or doctor, anyone, but they should have background of science. And there is one exam which is conducted by the government, the controller. So they go ahead, conduct the exam. Those who pass these exams are given patent agent. Now, there is a registered which is maintained by the controller for this patent agent. And this is newly added under section 125 by the Amendment Act of 2002. Okay. So, what the section says is that the controller shall maintain a register in which name and address of all the persons who have qualified to be a patent agent would be entered. And this shall be also maintained in terms of electronic document. Now, so this was about the patent agent. Now, when I'm making an application under patent, let us assume that somebody takes an objection, or it is the controller himself who takes objection in regards to some part of my invention. And even after hearing me, he passes an order against me. I'm aggrieved. Or the other side who has objected, his objection has been discarded and he is aggrieved. So any party who is aggrieved can go to and appear before the appellate board. The appellate board has been established under section 116. They have their own jurisdiction, power and authority which the Act has given. Apart from your grievances to be addressed in appellate board and the way infringement, there are penalties. Because obviously when I am protecting somebody's right, I should also go ahead and make sure that the infringer, the one who is guilty of infringement, should face some penalty. So what does the Act stipulate? Contravention of secrecy related to invention. Then in that case, there would be imprisoned up to 2 years or fine or both. If there is falsification in the entry of registrar, imprisonment up to 2 years or fine or both. If there is unauthorized claim of patent right, I do not have the right but I unauthorizedly claim it, then the fine is up to ₹10,000. If there is any wrongful use of words about patent office, then the imprisonment is 6 months or fine or both. When there is refusal to supply information to central government or the controller if they have asked, then imprisonment up to 6 months or fine or both. Practicing by non-registered patent agent. If somebody is practicing under patent as in patent agent and he is not a registered patent agent, then fine up to 10,000 for the first offense and subsequent offense 40,000. Now, in case the offense is committed by a company, the person who is responsible, because see, a company we can't go ahead and put them behind bar, right? Because company is a company, it's a legal entity. So the person who is in charge, who is responsible of such conduct, would be prosecuted in law. Now the patent agent, as you, I have repeatedly said that we are signatory to the TRIPS agreement and we are member of the WIPO. There are certain international arrangements which are included under section 133 to 139. So what are these international arrangements? Notification as to convention country. Now, as I said, we have to fulfill the TRIP agreement, the conventions, the treaties that we have signed out. So with a view to fulfill this treaty with countries outside India which afford to applicants for patents in India or citizen, similar privileges are granted to the patentee, the inventor. If inventor is not from India, he's from abroad, he will be given the same privileges that an Indian citizen under the Patent Act would enjoy. Okay, and the notification of such convention country, who are the convention country? The third, if you remember, we spoke about patent under convention. So this is what it is. A person is not an Indian citizen but wants to register himself as the inventor in India. He gets a similar protection. The notification is done under section 133 by the central government. Now, where any country specified by the central government by notification does not accord to citizens of India the same rights in respect of grant of patents and protection of patent right as it accords to its own nationals, no national of such country shall be entitled. So if you are not the convention country, then you will not get the same privileges. What are these privileges? To apply for grant of patent or be registered as the proprietor, to register as assignee, or to apply for license to or hold license under patent. So these are the options that will not be available to them. This is entirely about the Patent Act. Apart from patent, please remember intellectual property comprises of many other which will be very useful for you, which are trademark and copyright as well. Thank you very much.